Solicitor General to the consultation, Reputum Patient Ada Castellanos. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 56-year-old female with palpitation period. Patient went to the hospital with the atrial fibrillation, rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness, chest pain, and syncope associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation period, allergies, non drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated nausea, arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 105 over 70, 47 pulse 75, respiration 16, weight is 146 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm 1 over 6, systole murmur, head of the rest and a border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normality, bowel sound, estimated no edema. Quick impression number 1, paroxysm, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension. Recommendation, patient has paroxysm, atrial fibrillation, and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding medical therapy versus electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation period. A patient stated that she did not want to take lifelong medical therapy, like to undergo ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, and even death period. A patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Chan.